The Ditch the Rule campaign sends a strong message to Capitol Hill. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Farmers and ranchers across the country are concerned about the Environmental Protection Agency's proposed Waters of the U.S. rule. Farm Bureau grassroots members have stepped up and urged EPA to withdraw the proposal. Shanika Otterby has more.
The American Farm Bureau believes the proposed Waters of the U.S. rule will have dire consequences for farmers and ranchers across the country and a substantial impact on the ability of states and local communities to make land use decisions that best fit the needs of their citizens. So far, through Farm Bureau's Ditch the Rule campaign, AFBF chief lobbyist Dale Moore says more than 230 lawmakers have expressed support by co-signing a letter to EPA to withdraw the rule.
It shows clearly that they, too, have concerns. They're hearing from everybody that has some kind of economic activity that requires some work on the land. It could have a very dramatic and negative impact from this rule should it go into force.
Moore has no doubt support from these lawmakers will likely influence others to step forward.
Our grassroots members have been talking to members of Congress about 90 days that EPA provided is not near enough for a rule of this scope. We need extra time to show EPA how it's going to impact jobs, rural businesses, enterprise all over the country.
State Farm Bureaus have been using the Waters of the U.S. Rule Toolkit to help grassroots members, farmers and ranchers, understand the rules so they can educate their state and national legislators about it, according to Moore.
When you get enough people from all these different economic sectors, from all these different industry sectors coming together and making this pitch, our hope is that those against it push back, trying to get this rule ditched. But at the same time, for those that may not necessarily be on our side, but they at least believe that it's important for EPA to take some extra time to give us extra time so that we can make our case as to why the way they've drafted this rule is just plain wrong.
Shanika Otterby, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.